So I want you to do less sessions and have more wins. I want you to have more wins by doing less sessions. Because this is not about working overtime. My friend Robin put up a good post on this. I'm going to run with my spin on it because I am. That's what I do. And I can't stand to see people suffer. You've got a choice. You can suffer or you can surrender. Now, here's what a lot of people do. When I came over here to Australia, I came here to work with a group of Forex traders. And the number one mistake I noticed was they were trying to make trading like their job. They were approaching trading like they would working a job or working a second job. You can't do that. It doesn't work. The other thing that I noticed with people in general, like I do a lot of one-on-one rent my brain calls with people that want to do something, like build a business, have an impact in some way. And they approach building a business or having an impact like they do their 40-hour-a-week job. Sometimes they approach it too like a second job. And that isn't how this works. I'm going to write some things down. Ready? What's the difference between a typist and a writer, an author? Because I'm an author. You see, the difference between a typist and a writer and an author is a typist types. A writer, an author, stares out the window. Maybe smokes a yummy cigar. Waits and lets it show up. And then runs with it wildly. It's not about how many letters you type. It's how many letters that you type that are worth reading. It's about saying something worth listening to. It's about imagining up something worth surrendering to. Neville Goddard said prayer is to be contrasted with an act of will. Prayer is a surrender. He also taught the moment you feel a desire is when you move into its assumption. So we've got that pack, The Secrets of Surrender. And we also have that other pack, Joseph Goddard to themax.com. You can get them both at NevilleGoddardStore.com. There's my crass commercial, and here's why. I want you to do less sessions and have more wins. And to do less sessions, you have to explore how this is an act of surrender. I can't tell you that in 3 minutes. I can share it with you over the course of an hour or more. I can invite you to explore it during the course of an hour or more. That's the secret of surrender. Because we've been taught surrender is bad, and yet we give in to bullshit every day. I want you to surrender to the sweetness that you are and the lovely that is possible for you. You see, when I'm working with a guy this past week, and he's a business guy, wants to be a business guy, and he's been a worky guy all his life. And he did go to business school, but they didn't teach him the strategy of business. Because there's an inner strategy of business. Like there's an inner strategy for manifesting. It's called surrender. So here's why Joseph got her to the max. I want you to get in the habit before you get out of bed of nailing 3, 5, 10, 11 specific events of today having gone your way. This is inspired by Neville Goddard's dad. We made a complete pack on it as well because a lot of people screw this up by adding in all kind of things. Simple and speedy walk hand in hand. So I surrender to making a podcast every day. How do I do? Let me know. Does it give to you? I suspect it does, because you guys let me know it does. So I surrender to sharing the best that I can do every day. Before I get out of bed in the morning, one of my Joseph Goddards is this podcast. I imagine what implies that the podcast rocked. And so I may imagine up reading some emails from people that joined Manifesting Mastery course. Yeah, I've been a long-time listener, finally decided to take the plunge to 20, that kind of thing. Or maybe it's just an email saying that really made a difference to me. I'm investing in me. I'm doing my sessions now daily. Cool. So here's what I'm saying. It's not your fault if you don't know how. It's your responsibility to learn how to play again. So years ago, I was a cop, I was a prison guard, I got hurt at work, I got PTSD, and eventually I had a business, the business failed because, well, I'm going to be honest, I didn't know how to run a business, I treated running a business like having a job. I made it work, instead of experiencing ownership. So meanwhile, I got a job, right? What am I going to do? I got a job as a portrait photographer for children, working at the Kmarts for a company called PCA. And I'd go to 5 or 6 or 7 different Kmarts, yeah, a month. And I'd take photos pretty much every single day, right? I needed the money, so I was hustling. I had a job. I knew how to do a job. But I didn't know at first was how to be a kid again. That job taught me how to be a child again. God, I'll never forget my boss. She said, look, you're too stiff, you're too serious. I said, yeah, yes, ma'am, right? She goes, no, you got to drop all that. You got to be as a little child again. She taught me how to be a little child again. She taught me to surrender to the spirit of the child so that I could, quote unquote, do that job and do it well. If you got gold today, I've made some suggestions. Joseph Goddard to the Max. The Secret of Surrender. You can get both of those at NevilleGoddardStore.com. And I want you to start just by entertaining the thought. What if you could have more wins and do less sessions? What if you felt this in your bones, in your belly, instead of keeping it up in your head? Because we live in a culture that teaches you all kind of head things, to be relying on your brain, to control your thinking, to think only happy thoughts. Thoughts do not produce things. Just because they've said it a lot doesn't mean it's true. Neville Goddard taught imaginal experience leads all your experience. If you're getting gold, if you want to dive deeper, if the message resonates with you, dive deeper at NevilleGoddardStore.com. Thanks for listening. Listen to this one a couple times. Apply. Dive deeper if you choose to invest in you. And for fun right now, imagine me emailing you back, celebrating you as we go into the silence. All right, so you stuck around, you listened to the end. Ready? The end is your friend. Always imagine what implies your wish has been fulfilled. Always imagine what implies your wish has been fulfilled. And surrender to it. Surrender. There's a sweetness there. There's a discovery there. There's a dance there. And in a world that's so overdone with hustle and push and persist like it's work, I invite you to a play and a dance, the dance of you. Have a lovely day. My name is Mr. 2020, and you've been listening to the Neville Goddard Podcast. See ya.